This is Fresh Air. With the last day of the year approaching, we've asked our jazz critic, Kevin Whitehead, to give us his list of the 10 best jazz releases and reissues of 1987. But it's a list he offers with certain qualifications.
Any critic's end-of-year 10 best list should be taken skeptically, mine included. No music critic hears every album that ought to be considered for the cut. To a great extent, we're all at the mercy of the record companies who either deign or decline to send us review copies. And in a good year like 1987, with so many memorable releases, so short a roster can in no way be considered definitive. 2 weeks from now, on a different day, my picks might look very different. So don't think of what follows as a list of the 10 best jazz albums of 1987, but of 10 that especially appealed to me at the time I compiled the list, a list which is in no particular order. In the jazz press, 1987 was the year Ornette Coleman was canonized. Never mind that it's been 30 years since he revolutionized jazz, improvising harmony as well as melody. In All Languages, a double set on the Caravan of Dreams label, finds alto saxophonist Coleman at the head of two groups, his reunited 1959 quartet and the spiky electric band Primetime. The acoustic stuff is superior, but either way, the working method conservatives dismissed for decades now sounds unmistakably sensible. The current avant-garde is equally healthy, as rough-hewn solo styles are incorporated into more and more complex structures. Composer and reedman Henry Threadgill's You Know the Number, a septet set for RCA Novus, and John Carter's Dance of the Love Ghosts, an octet date for Gramavision, reconcile heady structuralism and raw power. Dave Holland's free bop quintet on The Razor's Edge from ECM is a versatile small band inspired by Charles Mingus's huge-sounding combos and by free jazz's wide-open harmonic sense. On the mainstream front, flugelhorn player Art Farmer's Something to Live For, a quintet date for contemporary, showcased the writing of Duke Ellington's sidekick Billy Strayhorn, and also the playing of Farmer and the increasingly impressive tenor saxophone veteran Clifford Jordan. Farmer's an eloquent player. This pretty and attentive date is one of his best. Composer and pianist Dave Frischberg has the voice of a 98-pound weakling and a sense of humor that borders on the cute. But no one else writing now so successfully blends Tin Pan Alley wordplay with a profound appreciation for jazz history. For example, the melody of Can't Take You Nowhere, the title track from his most recent Fantasy album, has its origins in a Lester Young tenor solo from the 30s. Yet Frischberg plies his trade without a hint of the tasteless showboating that sabotages some would-be jazz wits.
You knock back the schnapps, you talk back to cops, you walk in the room and conversation stops. I can't take you nowhere, no, I can't take you nowhere. You stagger, you sag, you're half in the bag, one glass of beer and you're a total drag. I can't take you nowhere, no, I can't take you nowhere. I buy three or four, you mooch plenty more, the check comes around and you are out the door. I can't take you nowhere, no, I can't take you nowhere.
Equally tasteful and impressive in a different vein is singer Cassandra Wilson, a smoky-sounding contralto whose second album is Days Away on JMT. Of all the members of the New Brooklyn Avant-Garde, Wilson most deftly integrates pop and R&B strains into her harmonically adventurous jazz. Her composing would surely attract more notice if she didn't have the sexiest voice in the music. Mostly because of the compact disc boom, 1987 was a great year for jazz reissues, far too many good ones to acknowledge here. One industry insider predicts that by the end of 88, everything of value in the major labels' vaults will be back in print. Don't bet on it. Of this year's reissues, among the best were two boxed sets from the mail-order house Mosaic Records of Stamford, Connecticut. The complete Blue Note recordings of Herbie Nichols celebrates the pianist and composer who died in obscurity in 1963 and who's now hailed as an innovator in the tradition of Thelonious Monk. Also on Mosaic is the complete Blue Note 45 sessions of Ike Quebec, exquisite ballads and melancholy blues by an underappreciated poet of the tenor sax. And finally, Savoy Jazz has reissued Funk Dumpling by Perry Robinson, an unjustly neglected master of the modern clarinet. This 1962 quartet date also offers an early look at the great bop pianist Kenny Barron. Looking ahead to 1988, my one wish is that saxophone colossus Sonny Rollins will finally return to making records loyal fans won't have to pretend to like. Happy New Year.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat Cadence and Jazz Times.